WWIB as we come up on quarter to six on this chilly 11-degree Tuesday morning. Welcome to December, Jason Cairns.
Oof, that is cold.
Yeah, it is chilly out there. Which, you know, right, as we come to the microphones, I've been out there already, and I can tell you the frost is thick. Anybody parked outside last night, I mean, you're going to need a little. This is not just baby frost. This is the grown-up dad frost, so.
Well, that is a good warning. I will try to start my truck a little bit ahead of time to warm up the windows, I think. So.
And hopefully you had better success with your coffee pot than mine. I did not push in the filter area sufficiently, and I thought it was making an odd noise, but I just didn't look. Only to see that, yeah, some coffee had spilled on the countertop and underneath the coffee pot. And then I'm facing the question, like, I'm already running behind. Do I just leave this for my wife? No, I went ahead and used the extra time, got here a little later, cleaned it all up, at least, you know, 95%. So.
That's a tough start to the day.
It is, yeah. You know what, though? Here's the thing. It's just like, before God, I'm like, okay, there's no pretending about my messiness. This is just the way it is, and I'm going to confess it to Jason and all the world, so let's go. All right, hey, we're diving into Luke chapter 1, and I saw a couple people say this on Facebook, like, hey, if you read one chapter of Luke every day, December 1st through the 24th, by Christmas, you'll have covered a whole gospel. So we're going to try to do that on the first thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day, right?
We are. Yeah, so, you know, Luke 1 is a really, really long chapter. There's 80 verses in Luke 1, so... it's a lot to get through, but for those who are like, oh my goodness, this is long, they get shorter from here on out. But this is just such a tightly packed chapter in the Gospels.
All right, you go first because I've got, I think, kind of a surprise in terms of what impacted me. You go first.
Yeah, so just kind of a brief overview. So Luke 1 tells about the birth of John the Baptist that he's coming, and then it tells about the Holy Spirit, or the angel Gabriel, meeting with Mary and saying that she was going to become pregnant. And what stood out to me was verse 38. And this is Mary responding to Gabriel. She says, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And what stood out to me about that today was, you know, we live in this world where there is just so much stirring. I mean, everything from COVID to politics to the coffee pot not, you know, being cooperating. And here's this young girl, and she says, you know, I serve God. You know, whatever shall be, shall be. And I think, is that how I am approaching life? Am I honestly saying, when I encounter things that are really hard and painful, am I saying, God, let it be to me according to your word? I believe you are loving. I believe you have everything in control. And I'll place it in your hands. And I have to say, I don't always do that very well.
Huh. Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that. For me, I was surprised by, just from the very beginning, I'm like, okay, we're going to read this. I'm reading it last. And early on, nothing to do with the Christmas story, but the writer himself, Luke, the only Gentile writer, this doctor who pays attention to details. And right from the get-go, not that there weren't other things that impacted me, but underlining for the first time, starting in the latter part of verse 2, of what God has done in fulfillment of his promises. Verse 3, having carefully investigated all of these accounts from the beginning, Luke writes, I have decided to write a careful summary for you to reassure you of the truth of all you were taught. I was struck afresh and anew that this is really true. This isn't just a story. Like, Luke is believable. Dr. Luke was multi-talented, a doctor, but almost a journalist author, if you will, and like what you're about to read. And I thought that was important. I mean, I was struck. I felt spiritually impacted. Like, Mark, these are the foundational verses for everything. I mean, if this isn't true, it's far different if this is just a work of fiction, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think if for anybody who's taken the time to look into this, his account holds up, you know, and I think that as you said, he was very careful about saying, here are the people I talked to, here are the details, and it lines up with history, and you're absolutely right. I think that's remarkable.
All right. So what we're going to do, we're kind of out of the gate saying, hey, it is the 1st of December. Go ahead and read Luke 1 yourself today and come to your thoughts. And maybe if you want, go ahead and read Luke 2 and be ready for our little discussion on it tomorrow morning. So same bat time. Talk to you tomorrow.
Very good. Talk to you later.
All right. There we go. And the podcasts get posted. You check those out at wib.com. I try to get them up even before 10 in the morning. Well, what is one of the very best things you can do for your children every single day? Caleb?
Walk them.
Get them outdoors. Get them outdoors, yeah, every single day. A study in England finding that even 5 minutes of green exercise outside in nature was as effective in treating mild to moderate depression in people of all ages as taking anti-depression medication with young people and mentally ill benefiting most.
And a study suggests as well that young adults who exercise may have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and higher survival odds decades later. I mean, you talk about, again, planting the spiritual seeds in your children, but also, I mean, when you talk about nutrition and exercise, some of those things that you instill in them at a young age later on in life can have such great benefits.
Now, again, it seems to me, I mean, you can talk about TV, the devices, video games is just because they're so addictive. I mean, they're so fun and you just want to, I don't want to, right? And I think kids have. I mean, I could say this pretty safely. I mean, kids have become more sedentary. You just don't see young people out playing baseball nearly as much as I know when I was a kid. So.
Yeah, just a lot of differences. And you know, we can just decry this. Oh, there's just too much screen time these days. But mm-hmm. You know what? You can be a smart parent and put some reasonable limits on that. Let them enjoy it. Again, everything in moderation. It's just like food, right? Mm-hmm. Everything in moderation and still be able to encourage. But I would also say, and this is looking in the mirror, model that going outside, mm-hmm. that exercise, not just shoo them out into the backyard, but let's go out together and do something and create some memories while you're at it.
So there you go. Young people, even 5 minutes outside, it can make a difference.
You can follow WIB on Instagram at WWIB Radio. And as you are trolling through Instagram, sometimes you come across little gems like My Kid Can't Eat This. It's a great account where people, again, send in pictures and give the hilarious reasons why their kid can't, hear the air quotes, eat their food. Here's a picture of a beautifully diagonally cut grilled cheese. And the mom says she claimed her grilled cheese was too grilled. Remember when that happens.
Oh, boy. What are some others?
There's another one with some sloppy joe, some little sliced carrots, and some corn on one of those nice little plates where nothing touches because they're in sections. And the mom says, yeah, he couldn't eat it, quote, because it's not Halloween candy.
Okay, this one is confusing to me. Now, obviously, I mean, saying it's too hot, I mean, that's kind of standard. But here's one, quote, my kid can't eat this full bowl of oatmeal because she wants more oatmeal.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Come
it's
on,
children.
Isn't a basic in every home? You say, if you eat that, you can have more.
And going back to the one that's too hot, the mom shows a picture of a nice little froggy plate. It has some potato chips and a sandwich with cold cuts on it. Nothing warm about it, but it is, quote, too hot to eat.
I did not look at the picture. I just skipped over it because of that reason.
Here's another picture, again, from the My Kid Can't Eat This account, Halvo, and on Instagram. And it's a beautifully made ratatouille. I don't even remember that
movie
from
yeah.
Pixar. Uh-huh. And so the mom says, because after watching the movie Ratatouille 658 million times and asking me to make what they made 787,000 times, I spent hours scouring the internet for the exact same recipe for the movie and made it, and shows this picture, and now they can't eat it because a rat didn't make it.
Oh, no.
I'd rather have mom make it than the rat.
Oh, my. Little chicken drummies, okay, as the picture. The reason the kid can't eat it, quote, because I told him it was a leg. He doesn't eat anyone's legs. He only likes wings and parts you don't name, but no legs.
That makes sense, right? Another beautiful fruit plate with some green grapes, some orange slices, and then some cherries with the pits helpfully removed. Get rid of the choking hazard. And the mom says, yeah, I wouldn't eat it because by removing the cherry seeds, I apparently turned them into olives. At some point, you just throw up your hand and hopefully post to this Instagram, My Kid Can't Eat This page.
Picture of buttered toast. Looks good. One bite out of it. Mom says, because all she wanted in life was toast, but now she's full.
One more for me, and again, from the My Kid Can't Eat This Instagram account. You probably can relate to this, right? Little half peanut butter sandwich, some orange slices, and some pretzel goldfish in the caption. Because while pretzels are yummy, and goldfish are delicious, Apparently, pretzel goldfish are pure blasphemy.
Oh, man, that looks, it looks tasty.
I would eat that.
I don't know, yeah. All right, so this time of the year, you can find some pretty unique food items, can't you?
Yes, and so we found a list of some of the oddest holiday slash Christmas foods that you can buy that apparently really are sitting on shelves or in store coolers. And you know what? If this intrigues you, go out and find it. Let's start with this one. This was found at a Target store. Mint vanilla milk from True Moo. I enjoy some True Moo chocolate milk. Mint vanilla milk.
I love mint. Mint chocolate chip ice cream is about one of the best. So, I mean, mint milk, sure, I'd give that a shot.
Maybe dip an Oreo in there.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right. Next up, what do we have here? This one really,
I don't know.
Thumbs down on kale-flavored candy canes.
I get kale enough in the smoothies that my wife makes to help us stay healthy. Appreciate that, Lindsay. But
my wife makes a wonderful kale soup.
Ooh, I mean, yeah, that is good.
I was recently saying, like, is it gone? You know, we'd already gone through it, so it's very good, but not a kale cane.
I just want to suck on my little kale cane. I don't think so.
No, thank you at all. What's another one?
Mac and cheese flavored candy canes. Love mac and cheese. Enjoy candy canes, but I'm not sure that I want to stir mac and cheese into my hot cocoa.
For that child who loves the mac and cheese, you go, here, how about a mac and cheese?
Also, it's $10 for like six mac and cheese candy canes.
Right. All right. Well, beyond that, they've got, how about white chocolate peppermint flavored Pringles potato chips?
Okay.
I mean, sweet and salty, I guess.
Yeah. I love Pringles. But I don't know that I don't know. Sure, I'd try it. Sure.
I'd try it, yeah.
If someone else pays for it.
Right.
Sure, I'll try it. And then one more. Okay, so there's Trolley gummies and there's Sour Brights. So, again, forgive the term of this. I'm just reading what it's called. Sour Bright reindeer poop. I do know that I have children in my house that would not only laugh uproariously at that, but also would love to eat those gummies. So the fine folks at Trolley Seasonal Delight at Walgreens and other stores.
I'm not a big sour guy. I'm not into the sour candy.
That's the thing, too. Like, I feel like I shouldn't have to work through the sour to get to the sweet. Just give me what I want right away. I'm 33 years old. I'm done with, like, the Warheads and all that. No, just give me the sweet right away.
Hey, coming up on 13 in front of 9, 18 degrees, and our own Carol Stewart from WIB Incorporated, Stewardship Director. She's on the line. Hey, stewardship, it works well, huh, Carol?
Yeah, it does. I know how to spell it.
I guess.
And that's exactly right. When I have to spell my name, I always say at the last letter, D as in dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because most people say T. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so I can't bring you any snow, but I have to say 103.7 is the place to get your Christmas music.
Uh-huh.
And it's also the place to get your bundles. And that's our new campaign for the end of the year for the nonprofit, which, as Mark has said, sponsors 21 Christ-centered programs that don't pay for themselves, and so your generous gifts pay for them, allow for them to be on the air. Caleb was giving some of the many that you hear and like, I hope, and that would prompt you to give generously at the end of the year. You know, Mark, we start this campaign of 103.7 Partner on Pledge Day in October, and some of those pledges haven't come in yet. So this is a great time to become a 103.7 partner if you haven't already, or to fill your pledge from that October Pledge Day, because we have bundles from all over, generous sponsors from around the area, and you've been naming them down to earth. I call it Deck the Halls because they have everything from Christmas garland, poinsettias, Christmas trees, but this will extend into the spring, so if you happen to get your name drawn and choose this, you could get spring plants. So we also have a caroling bundle, which is Domino's Pizza, and as Heather said, this $20 gift card, if you go out caroling and you need a warm-up, you come to Domino's, and this is as good as three carry-out pizzas, and go and enjoy your pizza after your caroling.
Sure.
And then also the Quick Trip has been generous this year. And, of course, native to La Crosse, Wisconsin, our own Quick Trip, has generously donated $10 gift cards. And we've thrown in part of the bundle, a Christmas CD. And we have some wonderful Christmas CDs to give away from our Christian artists, along with Family Christmas Movie Night. There's two DVDs in that bundle, Mark. Candy and popcorn, enough for a group. So it's a $25 value, and it's if you just want to stay home during Christmas, during the holidays, during the kids' time at home, this is a great time to have a couple family movies to pop in and then pop some popcorn while you're doing that.
I think we've had a couple of people wonder, are we naming, are we saying what the DVDs are, or does it depend?
It's just kind of random.
Okay.
Some are kids-oriented, more so than the family, but basically family DVDs that mm-hmm. we've had over the past years, and you can enjoy and be safe to watch family with.
Mm-hmm.
Starbright NIV Visual Study Bible. That's a hardcover visualized Bible, and it's as good for adults, and I know beginners who say, oh, I just don't know how to crack the Bible. I don't know how to read it. This is a great Bible for beginners, mm-hmm. as well as kids. And we have some of those as well. And towels from our famous My Pillow source, Mike, and the gang, and Gone to Giza. We've gone to Giza again this year. He sent a few of our queen sheet sets, and that, of course, will be a couple partner gifts, as well as a king sheet set. And those are higher values. And if you say, well, you know, I was going to give the WWIB at the end of the year anyway, why not get a thank you bundle and choose that? And that would be one of the sheet sets, as well as we have a weighted blanket. Do you know what that is?
I didn't know until we experienced.
We tried
one
them
recently.
Out ourselves.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
You have tried it, Caleb.
I have, and I really like it. And again, if you're a restless sleeper, or maybe, you know, some folks maybe have a little bit more anxiety and things when they sleep, having that weighted blanket to snuggle into is just fantastic. And MyPillow, I think, makes it better than anyone else.
Yeah, it's very soft. Mm-hmm. And it is heavy if you put it all together in one package like I was carrying across the room. But when it's laid out, and I know my daughter-in-law uses one, it's just very soothing, she said. And this we have as a gift for 2 to 3 partner gifts. And again, if you're thinking of joining the 1037 partner campaign at the end of the year, we want to say thank you so much. There's no snow.
Make us laugh Monday. Carol, thank you again. People can learn more on the website, the 12 days of bundles. We're just kicking it off today, but another drawing with us before 9, with Paul before 5, and then we'll continue these 3 drawings every weekday between now through December 16th, right?
Right. We have a lot of bundles. We have well over 70 bundles. Mm. Come and get them.
All right. Fantastic.
Giving Tuesday, a great way to kick this campaign off. So again, quickest, easiest way to give online at WWIB.com, but you're always welcome to mail it in or call it in or walk it in.
Right. We'd love to see you.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.